See, it's hard to be sad when Jesus makes you glad. So as we're looking at the scripture this morning, hallelujah, he said, the Bible says in Psalms 100 and verse number 4, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I'll enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the name of Jesus. Notice what it said. It said, I ain't going to wait till I feel like it. I'm not going to wait till somebody say it's a good day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the name of Jesus. So now, it comes around here, and here these people, they're sad. They're sad because something terrible has happened. Jesus died on the cross. They buried him in a tomb. And all of a sudden, so they seem like this in a sad situation because we really love Jesus and we are depending on him. Glory be to God. And says, even Jesus couldn't have been sad about the cross. I know what I'm talking about now. Jesus was not sad about the cross. I can show you from the word. He was getting ready to go through troubles, and he wasn't sad. Why do you say that? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, where the word says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Why was Jesus happy? Not because he was going to have pain, because he knew what's going to happen at the end of the pain. You see, there's a song that they sing now called Forward. You're looking forward. You're not just so looking at right now. Lots of people are hooked up on right now and not looking forward. Right now, I want this. Right now, I want that. Right now, I just want to have that money in my pocket. Right now, and they're looking forward. I said, what about years from now? Is the money in your pocket right at this moment going to be the best thing? Or is it better for you to go on and get something that's going to help you to get lots of money in your pocket later? So Jesus wasn't just looking at it. Sometimes we want a little difficulty. You know, I can remember now and Mama would get that switch. And you would cry like it killing you just so she'd stop. I endured some of that then. Guess what? Made a preacher out. Praise the name of Jesus. It wasn't fun for Mama either. But see, you endured that little bit of problems before looking forward. Now, I wasn't looking forward, but Mama was. What's this boy going to become if I let him continue down the path he's going down? What's going to become of looking forward, looking to the years to come? My mama was, she had to give me a little spanking. She probably went and she and Daddy laughed by that thing, how I danced. But they were thinking about the future. That boy's going to turn out all right. Praise the name of Jesus. A little discipline now is going to help him down the road. Jesus endured that stuff. He endured all the pain. He endured the punishment. He endured the shame. Glory be to God. But still, it was hard to him to be sad when he started to look forward because he knew, look, I'm going to be sitting right there at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to be sitting in the throne. He said, now when I get there, glory be to God, all power will be given unto me in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. I don't have to have the power right now. I don't have to have what Satan's willing to offer me right now. He said, I can have all power in heaven and earth if I just wait a little while, if I just endure the cross. Glory be to God. It's going to be hard to be sad then, you see, because I can get all my little things I want right now, but if I end up in jail, it's going to make me sad. But if I do it the way the Lord said do it, and I lay down the road a little bit, it's going to make me glad, hallelujah. So I'm going to look down the road. I'm going to look to the future. It's going to be hard to be saved. I tell you what, I endure some of that stuff the teacher tell me, do this one. I know I need you to do this extra work. I got to do the extra work? Because you see, you can't. Want to get something in you there that's going to help you on down the road. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. She's looking to the joy of your future. She's not just looking at, oh, I got to make them feel good right now. Let me dress them up. Let me do all these things for them right now. Make them enjoy right now. See, they're looking at your future. To make that future better, glory be to God. So that they know what it's like when the children come back some years later and they walk into the classroom and they look like, glory be to God, they have accomplished something in life. And they come back and say, I'm so glad you made me do that because it really helped me out when I got where I was going. It's hard to be saved when you're glad. Oh, when you get this gladness that's in Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This gladness that comes when you know Jesus. You see, even death. It's hard to be sad about the death of Jesus when I know he's not here, he's risen. It's hard to be sad about the death of Jesus when I know now that he's risen, he's alive forevermore. It's hard to be sad about the punishment that he endured because I know weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's hard to be sad about the cross because I see the cross as Satan's defeat. He doesn't get authority and power over me anymore. The Bible says he took the keys of hell and death, hallelujah. So I can't be sad about the cross. The cross is the joyful thing that Jesus Christ has done for me. Not his own sins that he went there, but it was mine. Glory be to God. I have to be joyous that Jesus, you were willing to take all that for me. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And he took my shame. Hallelujah. The Bible says he took my wounds, my bruising. Glory be to God. He took my chastisement. You know, I couldn't have peace before when I got into certain things. I didn't have any peace, but the Bible says Jesus took all that on him. Glory be to God. Because you know how it is when you do something and you know the payment's coming down the road and you worried about that thing. Glory be to God. Isn't it good that we don't have to worry about heaven or hell anymore? Because if it was up to us, we'd all be in hell. Because there's a tendency to do what we're not supposed to. And so when I trust and believe in him, he makes me glad because I know he can cause me to rise. He even calls me as a young man to seek him, what he desires. A young woman to seek what God desires. See, he makes me glad. He makes me glad, hallelujah. And so it's hard to be saved. He tells us that, hallelujah. Oh, hard to be saved. When, like the song says, when I know my Redeemer lives. It's hard to be saved when in defeat because when it looks like Jesus was defeated because he overcame the wicked one. Praise the name of Jesus. It's hard to be saved because I got unspeakable joy in my heart.
This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. It came from Jesus. It's hard to be sad because I know my debt's been paid in full. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid the debt he did not owe. Jesus took it from me. Glory be to God. It's hard for me to be saved because he said he has made me glad. He has made me glad. How can I be saved? It's hard for me to say, be sad when I know I'm never alone. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you're laying in the hospital bed, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's hard for me to be sad. For the Bible says, to live is Christ and to die is gain. So I tell you what, I gain that eternal life. My eternal life is a lot longer than this life. Glory be to God. To die is gain when I die in Christ Jesus. Oh, no, I'm not going to hurry it along, but when I go, glory be to God. I can't be saved. And if you know somebody in your family that died in Christ, you can't be too saved. Hallelujah. You can't be too sad. Glory be to God. For they have gained. Praise the name of Jesus. I can't be sad because I know what day is coming. No matter what much trouble might be down here, that I'm going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Whether I'm dead by that time, or whether I'm still living. The Bible says that those that believe in Christ, the dead will rise first, and those that are alive and remain, they're going to be caught up too. So I can't be too sad because I'm going to get caught up, church, to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't be sad because it's new every morning, his blessings. Glory be to God. It's new every morning, that joy. It's new every morning, that peace. It's new every morning. I can't be too sad because death has lost its sting and the grave doesn't have victory anymore. Glory be. I can't be too sad. In fact, I can't be sad. I got gladness in me, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got gladness in me, and I just got to be glad. Says here in the word that I can't be too sad because if I'm short of something, he said, ask anything in my name. What need for me to be sad? Amen. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it for you. It's hard to be sad. If you're a Christian, it's hard to be sad. I'm going to tell you like it is. I know some of y'all want to listen to some of them sad songs one time and somebody stole their wife and they cried so bad. But it's hard to be sad being a Christian. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says he makes you glad. Oh, he calls you to rejoice. Even in the midst of sorrow. Glory be to God. It's hard to be sad when the Holy Ghost is already given to you. Oh, the Holy Ghost is risen. He's my real God. The Holy Ghost is risen. Oh, he said, he teach me what I need to know. The Holy Ghost is with me. He guide me in the right path. Yeah. The Holy Ghost is with me. He'll help me talk when I need to talk. How many of y'all can't talk? Y'all know something that happened to me. Somebody in here. Ain't that right, Miss Alice? Me. Hallelujah. He'll open your mouth. Glory be to God. You're going to start talking the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to learn more and more about the Lord, and you're going to find out that the best things I can talk about are the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're going to encourage people in the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. How can I be sad when the Bible says the gifts of the Spirit are given the prophet? I got gifts. You feel like somebody chart changing you? God giving you gifts. He said, the prophet with all. He said, you know how the people are rich, and they'll take what they got, and they'll give some over here. And they say, they're giving over here. The Bible says he gives those gifts, the prophet with all. He gives those gifts so you can spread them out by blessing somebody else with the gifts he gives you. Hallelujah. Oh, you can use what God's give you to bless somebody else. Wouldn't you like to be rich? You are rich. You got the gifts. You can give. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Ask. The Bible tells us also, I can't be sad. I can't be sad because he has the key to the kingdom. You know, if you let Satan come ride, he want to drive. And if you don't watch it, he'll have your keys. But my Bible tells me that Jesus has the keys to the kingdom. Yeah. Glory be to God. And he's my, how can I be sad? I know who got the key. You know what? You don't want everybody to get the key to your house. But there's some people in the family, you can have a key. You go in there and check on things for me from time to time. You can have a key, but there's somebody else that ain't giving you no key. How can I be sad when I got something? I can leave all my stuff and he watches it for me. How can I be sad? Glory be to God when he's made me glad. Praise the name of Jesus. How can I be sad? How can I be sad when the suffering servant becomes the conquering king? Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, he suffered. He came in there riding on the donkey. Everybody thought he might just become king and take over. Next thing you know, he's on the cross. He said, I'm the servant. I come to serve. And if you're going to follow me, you have to serve too. And what does he do? He died. But they don't realize that he's coming back. I read the book of Revelation. He's coming back. He's going to have one of the Lord of lords and King of kings. Glory be to God. He conquers all. Hallelujah. And this time when he comes back, oh, glory be to God, he is coming in as king. He's going to put the devil down and everybody want to hang with him. Y'all want to hang with the devil? Y'all know how when you hang with the devil and the devil go to jail, you go with him? You don't want to hang with the devil. Praise God. Somebody said, devil, get that devil out here. Praise the name of Jesus. It's hard to be sad when you got fullness of joy. And that's what the Bible tells us. You see, knowing Jesus Christ gives you fullness of joy. It's hard to be sad when you got fullness of joy. This is this resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. It's hard to be sad when the windows of heaven are open to you. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room to receive. How can you be saved? You got more than you need, and you got access to the rest. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. How can I be saved when he guides my step? He's my real God, and he'll keep me from stumbling. How can I be saved? Praise the name of Jesus. How can I be saved when even my tears? Y'all ever been sad and somebody come along and they say something and you been crying and you end up laughing? And if it stay around long enough, you been wiping the tears and you be laughing. Or you might start crying because you laughing so hard, you got tears coming down. Well, how can I be saved when he promises to dry my tears and wipe them away from my eyes? How can I be saved with a Lord like that who's going to bring me joy. He says, rejoice in the Lord. How can I be sad when he brings this joy? You might look around and see some of these people in here. They might be rejoicing. You see water coming down their eyes. Ain't nothing wrong with that rejoicing. Glory be to God. That's that joy, you know. You just get so flooded with the joy of the Lord. Glory be to God. How can I be sad when he's made me glad? Glory be to God. How can I be saved? You're going to quit now. Praise the name of Jesus. Lamentation says this. Thou hast removed my soul from peace. I had trouble. I forgot prosperity. Prosperity escaped me. But I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. He was down and out. But he said, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul has them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And then this is what happened. He said, it's going to make me glad. It's just going to make me glad. When I think about it, it's going to make me glad. He said, then I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Hallelujah. That can pick me up already. Just when I think on the things of the Lord. He says, it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. He gonna be with me. He gonna stick by me. He says, the Bible says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. How can I be saved? His compassion, his love. Every morning, hallelujah, he's going to be with his mercy with me. Glory. How can I be saved? How can I be saved? Because verse 24 says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Our glory. I'm about to get a smile. Our smile is about to take over. Glory be to God. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So when I'm down, he makes me glad because I go to him and I seek him. Glory be to God. And he lifts me up. I get glad down on the inside. I can't hold on to the sadness. Even when I think about the cross. Glory be to God. And I think about what he did there for me, I get glad again. Hallelujah. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How can I be saved when he makes me?